We've been talking about it all day. Mel Gibson in some deep doo-doo.
We have some extremely explosive audio to play you guys. Just to kind of give you a quick background, Mel Gibson and his ex-girlfriend, who is 14 years his junior, he being 54, her 40. Her name is Oksana Grigorieva.
Grigorieva, I think. So
Grigorieva? Okay.
That would be my best guess.
Russian?
It would appear that way,
okay.
Yes.
Well, they last month filed restraining orders against one another. They have an 8-month-old daughter together, and I think there's a lot of custodial issues. There's domestic violence disputes. There's him threatening her. This is all in court. There's an investigation going on with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department.
Correct.
You know, he's been in trouble with drunken driving.
Correct.
With using anti-Semitic terms during being stopped. Well, he obviously not only has those problems at hand, he is a massive rageaholic. The worst I've ever heard in my life. So she's now releasing in court, and Radar Online has obtained these tapes, phone conversations that she has recorded with him. Now, one we're going to play first was one that came out, I think it was either Friday or Saturday. So this one's been around, and you probably already heard it. But this is the one where he drops the N-bomb, and he's discussing her new breast implants and talking about what a whore she looks like with them.
Wow.
And what a slut.
Oh, my God.
And
I have not heard this,
and because
by the way.
Of the way she dresses, that if she is raped by a pack of N's, then she deserves it. So let's listen to the one that came out on Friday.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with foreign bodies in you.
Talking about her implants.
Was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake
I've never have.
Yes, yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your business. What
it is,
about.
It is. They look stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid, see if I give a You know,
wow.
But they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
Mm-hmm.
And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around.
I don't want to be that.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a embarrassment to me. You look like a bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your from behind.
Oh, my.
And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there. Okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Wow.
Okay, so I have...
This is, by the way, you're listening to secret audio of Mel Gibson's ex-girlfriend recording a very pleasant conversation.
Boy,
with
she's
one
very calm
because she's recording.
Because
she's about to have the Brinks truck backed up to her house.
I'm very genius of her.
As I was listening to the way he was saying that, I have to admit that the thought came in my mind for a little bit that there is... I'm not saying... Obviously, not saying he's doing a bit, but did you notice... How there was
smug?
When you walk around with your fake boobs and your tight clothes and
he had a few cocktails in him.
Yeah, just the way he was saying things, and then almost like with that, I don't want you, I don't love you.
Well,
you want me on that wall.
Yeah. You need
me on that wall. Like he was rehearsing for a movie.
He is so dramatic in these phone conversations, just so over the top and so dramatic.
Okay, but that was just part one, right?
This is the next series.
All right.
Where not only does he threaten to kill her, he essentially admits to having punched her, which is a lot of this is about because she alleged that he punched her in the face and knocked out two of her teeth. She brings that up, and he basically tells her, yeah, and you deserved it. So I'm gonna. These are all in a series of two-minute clips, so we're going to play 2 minutes. If you thought the first one was bad, just wait.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will! So just listen to me. Listen to my ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
Pain in the ass.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
can't be a woman that supports me instead of a woman that sucks off me. And just sucks me dry. And wants. Get out of this relationship if you're a good woman and you love me.
What?
I don't believe you anymore.
What am I? What did you say?
Think of your bull. Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
Oh my. Hey,
sounds like me after the Corey Patterson Grand Slam the other night.
Does not behave this way.
I did not do anything.
This is your selfish imagination. That's all.
You should just smile and me.
You should just smile and
blank
me.
Oh my! It sounds like he's running over there as he's screaming at her.
Still say it sounds like he's rehearsing that he's reading a script for a movie.
All right, let's listen to clip two of the second conversation.
Okay, right. And I'll save my next statement for after clip two.
You can't give a f-. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even try.
Oh my goodness.
Get a paper bag.
Is he on a treadmill?
I'm telling you, he's jogging to her house.
You just enjoy insulting me, that's all.
You, but I so f***ing do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything and I apologized for nothing. I did not do anything and I apologized for nothing.
What?
Stop.
You apologize for nothing?
Stop.
Well, then you're a dishonest.
Stop screaming.
You need to apologize for a reason.
I wanted peace.
Keep peace.
Because you're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively I feel that.
You're unbalanced.
I will be patronized by you dishonesty and apologizing.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
It's all I'll accept. And if you will not admit that, get the out. Then I will make your life miserable. All right?
You need medication.
What?
You think?
You need medication.
I need a woman! Not a little girl with a dysfunctional. I need a woman. I don't need medication. You need a bat in the side of the head.
You need an effing bat to the side of the head.
God! I mean, what moron would get with him? I mean, the guy's freaking out if he's not already freaked out.
Although that may be something that has been said before. I don't need medication. I need a woman.
You are my drug.
All right, did you have
now,
one more comment
have,
real
yes,
quick?
Yes, I did, because I don't understand how someone can get to the point of the absolute rage that is going on here. If it is legitimate, which, like I said, I by and large part think that it is, but the sounding like he's reading for a movie part is, you know, getting to be a bit of a beating. But why would you go on this rant about how much I can't stand you and hate you and this and that? but I'm going to give you one more chance.
Right, right.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Why wouldn't she want to take that chance after being on the receiving end of this wonderful phone call?
Well, because she's
Thanks, Mel. She's staying.
She's staying so calm during the thing, and he's losing his mind. The more you're losing your mind. You just go, you know, I want, you're out of control, and he's going more crazy.
And then you're the bane of my existence. I hate you, and you make every waking second of my life miserable.
You make me want to smoke.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
What a drink.
What kind of a line was that?
All right, let's listen to the rest of this.
Okay, here it goes.
You need a f***ing doctor. You need a f***ing brain transplant. You need a f***ing soul.
Whoa.
I need medication. I need someone who treats me like a man, like a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude is because I f***ing bend over backwards with my balls in a knot to do it all for you. With a sour look.
Sorry about all the beeps, everybody.
The f*** is that? This is mean. Get it? You get it now? What mean is? Get it? You f***ing don't care about me. I'm having a hard time and you f***ing yank the rug, you bitch. You f***ing selfless bitch.
I can't listen to this anymore.
You hang up. I'm coming over there.
Uh-oh.
I'll call the police.
What?
I'll call the police.
You I'm coming to my house. You're in my house, honey.
Yes, but you, honey, don't call me, honey. You just...
You're in my house. So I'll call the police and tell them there's someone in my house. How about that?
You can do that. That's fine.
You. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You're weak. You call the...
Then I will go to Alessia's right now.
Why don't you off to that bitch Alessia's? She was making eyes at me. She done me in 5 seconds. Take that one up with her. I was trying to spare your feelings. She done me in 5 seconds. She's not your friend. You don't have any friends except me. And you treat me like. So that's why I'm so angry. Because I don't have any friends. And I try and make one from you and you treat me like. And you used me. The career is over. And boy, when I said that, you lit out of here faster than I've ever seen you before. And now you'll be at Alicia's place. You just showed me what you are.
Wow. Mel Gibson gone crazy.
Yes, and this is the last clip we'll play is where I think he seals his fate because he threatens to kill her.
Absolutely, unequivocally.
I don't care if you don't say another thing.
Listen to
God. Listen.
Perfect. I believe.
Listen.
It now.
Listen.
So
I don't.
Watch your ass.
Listen to me, Mel.
What?
I don't give a damn if you don't spend another penny on me. I don't care. I am just fearing for the life of my daughter. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm. Listen.
That's what you are, and you have just proved it. You got out of here in record time.
Because I'm saving my life, and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music, and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life.
Yeah, well, you're awful angry for that.
You almost killed, forget?
Last 3 years has been a gravy train.
You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hand, breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that?
You're all angry now.
You're gonna get to. You know what? You're gonna answer one day, boy. You're gonna answer.
Huh?
Bet.
What? What? What are you threatening?
Nothing, nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a rose garden, you.
Whoa.
You understand that? Because I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a restraining order. For what? What are you gonna get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly, for hitting you, for what?
There you go.
My goodness.
I will put you in an effing rose garden, you see.
Wow.
Mel Gibson. You understand that? Because I'm capable of it.
Yes. Go away. What are you going to get? A restraining order?
Oh, jeez.
She said you were hitting a woman with a child in her hands.
What kind of man? Broke her teeth twice?
Yeah, what kind of... This is her. What kind of man is that? Breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that? He starts taunting her and saying, oh, you're all angry now. You know what? You effing deserved it.
You know, in the final analysis of all of that, this is one of the things I've always wondered about the dynamic of male and female relationships, is why they ever get to that point. Why would you put? Why do people allow themselves to be aggravated to that point? That they can't just bail out of it?
Yes.
Because that sure does sound like something I'd like to be a part of, you know, or interactions and phone conversations like that. And I've never understood that about why the male-female relationship escalates to that point and why people don't have sense enough to bail out of it. Enlighten me, Danny Bayless.
Why are you asking me?
Because you're more worldly about these things than I am.
Not really. I've never had a situation like that,
That's not what I'm insinuating, but I figured that you would have some insight into the psychoses.
I'm good at bailing on relationships, if that's what you're asking. So maybe I've done the right thing to keep myself from turning into Mel Gibson.
Danny would have just hung up the phone.
What a whack job.
Oh, he is.
That's about as politely as I can say it on the air without you having to start bleeping me.
He needs to be put in prison.
Oh, he doesn't need medication.
Something.
He just needs a woman.
Yeah, that's all he needs is a woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
all
that's right. Certainly explosive audio.
And the end of Mel Gibson's career.
Yes, and thanks to Jake Z for helping me edit that, because that was a hell of a task.
Yes, that was a laborious editing project, to say the least.